Ian Scholl, so there's this urban trend called planking, which is lying down in an inappropriate location, having somebody snap your picture, and then posting the picture on the internet. When I was a kid, I was seeing how many college kids you could stuff in a phone booth, the pictures of which would be posted in Life magazine. We don't have Life magazine or phone booths anymore, so I guess kids have to waste their time doing something. There have emerged variations like teapotting, which is striking the I'm a little teapot short and stout pose in unusual locations, and owling, in which you squat like an owl, whatever that means, horse manning, in which two people pose to look like a single person who lost his head, fridging, which is striking odd poses inside a refrigerator, batmanning, wherein one hangs upside down like a bat, and so on. Planking has come in for some controversy, not so much for its danger, though lying down in a freeway lane, for example, is probably unwise, but because some think it's racist. What, you might say? Well, supposedly slaves were made to lie down in planks on ships, and planking was inspired by that, supposedly. Whatever. This is the sort of self-deluded murk the left gets all worked up about, even as billionaires suck the life out of America in a new urban trend called sucking the life out of America. Naturally, the internet is to blame for all of this, especially Twitter, which gave rise to the popularity of the flash mob. This was originally an impromptu gathering. Folks would make their way to a location at a specific time and then, I don't know, break dance or play kazoos or bark like dogs and run away. Why is this considered fun? I have no idea. Lately, flash mobs have become a bit more sinister. Flash mobs gathered to perform mob robberies, mass shoplifting events. This past August, a rapper, The Game, allegedly issued a tweet from his Twitter. The fact that I just said tweet from his Twitter and that you know exactly what I'm talking about is almost unbearably depressing. The Game issued a tweet from his Twitter in August, allegedly listing the Compton Police Station's emergency number and urging his more than 500,000 followers to call that number if they wanted an internship with him. The lines were jammed for more than 2 hours, which interfered with police activities, like responding to flash mob robberies of local liquor stores. The Game claims his account was hacked. Compton police are considering charges against him. Twitter and the flash mob trend have also been blamed for the recent riots in England. Somehow, it is claimed, the promise of anonymity in a group overcomes people's innate morality and encourages them to break windows, steal shoes, and set cars on fire. Well, I am by no means innately ethical, at least the last time I looked, but I hardly think I would be moved to theft or arson by a promise of anonymity, or that other anonymous thrill-seekers be doing the same thing. Still, I can't escape the conclusion that the Internet is, in fact, evil. And I hope you will join me at 8 p.m. Pacific Time this Thursday at Internet Headquarters to burn the damn thing down. Bring your own torches. Hope to see you there. I gotta go.